So now this next portion is an addition, because I realized that more supplemental material was needed from in going from basic number 9 and all its permutations, which are number 10, 11, and 12, into number 13. I felt that there should be more examples leading you into that. It was too much of a jump for some students to go from 9, 10, 11, and 12. It was too much of a jump to get to 13. So I'm inserting 12A, 12B, 12C, 12D here. Now, this is how it works. If you look at the addendum, which is the paper that doesn't have lines on it, it says drum packet addendum. I reproduced number 9, which we'll take a G chord to use as our basis. And number 9 goes 1, 2, and 4, and 1, 2, and 4, and, right? And so the strumming there, as you know, is down, down, up, and, I'm sorry, down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down. No problem there. If there is, go back and review. But proceeding on, from here, we're going to leave out beat 2. Now, you still have to strum down silently on beat 2. Do not, the 12A goes like this. 1, and 4, and 1, and. So do not, I repeat, do not go down, up, and in between those two, let your hand stall. I want you to feel a silent down in between, like down, down, up, up, down, up, down, down, up, up, down. Of course, I'm saying the down, whispering the down that you don't play, just to reinforce, because I've seen this over and over. Do not let your hand stop and wait for the next up. So down, silent down, up, up, down, up, down, up, up, down. That's 12A. 12B, we remove the final upstroke. So it sounds like this. 1, 4. 1, 4. Down, up, up, down. Down, up, up, down. Down, up, up, down. 1, 4. Okay, that's 12B. 12C, we leave out even more stuff. We're going to leave out the end of 3. So notice that I wrote these, you know, like they vertically align with each other, so you can trace it all back up to number 9. We're just leaving more and more stuff out. Here's 12C, would be 3, 4. Down, up, down, down, up, down. 1. In those big gaps, I'm letting my arm swing just like I was doing on number 9. 1, 2, and 4, and 1, 2, and here's 12C. 1, and 4, 1, and 4. So the hand, the mechanics of your strumming hand are the exact same as in number 9. And we're just leaving stuff out. Now 12D is all ands except for the first downbeat. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Down, up, 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 down, up, up, up. 1, and 1. And down, up, 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 down, up, 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 down, up, up, up. 1, and. Okay? And then finally, we get back to number 13, which I explain in the next audio. And that's, I'll just give you a preview of it. It's 1, 4, 1, 4. Okay, I just felt that there needed to be some interim material between that and this. Any questions on this, tell me in the lessons. But go back and follow this chart. Go step by step. Go from number 9 to 12A. If you can do that, then you go from number 9 to 12B. And number 9 to 12C, and then number 9 to 12D. In other words, you know, let's say you're working on 12C. Then you would go, if you're having trouble with it, you would go 1, 2, and 4, and which is number 9. Keep that going with that. And using the same mechanics you leave out. And your hand keeps strumming the same down up motions it was making in number 9. Do not stop that hand. I keep saying it over and over. All right, here we go.